Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
On 610 with Pendergast to rock the show.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. the producer or the face that produces the place. Tyler Milner's in the building. And we are live in the building here off Washington Avenue. Buffalo Wild Wings having a good time out here. And you need to be out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. There it is. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. That sounds like a small child, but we'll be here.
It was on the heels. There you go. Tyler will put the juice into it. That mine was an old tired one on the heels of a sip of this little margarita.
There it is. Hey, good drinks, whatever you need. Brew, margaritas. Maybe you feel like maybe a mule of some sorts, like somebody around here has had.
Never felt like a mule.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, you're talking about drink.
The drink, yeah. I felt like an ass multiple times, but.
an ass I have. Yeah.
But no, join us out here. By the way, also, you still have a cooler you can win. Bud Light is a really, really nice cooler. So nice, our previous winner who won a gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop.
Great place.
Great spot. I'm telling you.
Meat market. Got top-of-the-line meat there.
Yeah,
man.
You get your OG sauce, and then you can get you a, a Traeger like I've got. They've got everything you need. My man said, yeah, I don't know, man. I'd like to put my name back in that raffle, see if I can win that cooler. Well, obviously he did not. He took home the gift card. Now he's happy with it. But you got a chance to win that cooler. That's coming up a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. So make your way here. Baseball, football tonight. We'll get into all of that, but there are TVs all over the place. This is right in the heart of the city, a great spot to come on in. And then, you know, Thursday, maybe it'll get your night going. Maybe you start here. Maybe you go down the heights like Tyler would or Montrose. Hey, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. Come on out here, and this is a good starting point. All right. The injury report is out. And yesterday, Clint, Will Anderson, Foley Fadakasi, Derek Stingley Jr., they were non-participants in practice. Today, I would say, by the report, that Will Anderson's not even on it, right? So it was rest yesterday, so Will is not even on it. Nico Collins, Harrison Bryant, they were limited. They were full participants. Today, Danico Autry and Jalen Reed, who are coming off of the PUP list, they are limited participants. Hopefully they're trending to being able to play on Sunday. Two guys they have missed. And then Derek Stingley Jr., he practiced today. Remember, he didn't practice all last week, Clint. He came back in a limited participation practicing today. Foley Fadakasi, though, missed his second straight day. He did not participate in practice. And I'll be honest with you, Clint, last year that felt like a much bigger loss than potentially this year would be. Not to say you don't want to have Foley out there. When you got Derrick Henry potentially maybe running the ball 20 to 25 times, you want to have all your dudes there, and hopefully he may be able to pull a Derek Stingley Jr. and play, even though he didn't practice. But the way that the other guys, in particular Tommy Tozier, the way they have stepped up, like, you don't feel like it's that big of a loss as it was last year with a guy like Foley if he ain't able to go.
Well, yeah, you know, I want to be careful here. I like Tommy. All right? And I think Tim Settle and Foley Fadakasi and Mario Edwards, I think their stock's down a bit because Everybody in America is talking about Tommy Tojai.
I don't think about everybody in America, but maybe near the Houston area.
I got to stop you guys.
We're going to talk about on the stock exchange here, man, where their stocks are up. You know,
I got to give y'all a lesson real quick because I've heard y'all both butcher this man's name in like 18 different ways.
What is it?
And y'all, I keep waiting for someone to nail it, but y'all both just keep saying it in different ways. All right, it's Tommy Tojai.
Is it Tojai?
Tojai.
I thought I heard somebody say.
At least that's how I've heard Vandermeer say it, and that's who I trust.
I've heard it said 14 different ways.
No, you, that's fair. It's just, I've been cracking up.
Tojai. I appreciate it. Tojai.
Tojai.
Like it. I'll go with Tommy Tojai.
Tommy Tojai might be on with us next week.
I just want to be real careful. Tommy Tojai is a good
Tojai.
He's a guy that should be on the roster and in the rotation, but in no way, shape, or form can we start losing guys that are part of that rotation and have been part of that rotation, especially when you're staring the Baltimore Ravens offensive line and Derrick Henry and that crew of running backs in the face. So I agree with your point, Ron, that Foley being on here and not practicing, had it been one of the first couple of weeks, scares the hell out of you. Right now you've got some other guys that are playing well, and so it's not that big of a deal. But boy, I think you need all your guys.
Well, yeah,
particularly
with
Derrick Henry, particularly all your interior defensive linemen. So it doesn't look good for Foley Fatakasi not practicing 2 days in a row. Hopefully he can turn the corner here and get a little walkthrough on Friday and be ready.
Now, the Texans injury report is not the big one to watch. It's really the Ravens, as we've looked at that all week, and they've had a plethora of guys go down. Let's start with the guys who did not practice. All right, Roquan Smith, their inside linebacker, he is out for multiple weeks. We know he's not playing. Patrick Ricard, who is their Pro Bowl fullback, he has been out for the last couple of weeks. You'd wonder if he's playing after all of that time off. I would assume not. Lamar Jackson, hamstring, still didn't practice for the second straight day when we got reports that, hey, he may be, you know, he's likely not to play and may miss a couple of weeks. We'll see. That doesn't bode well. Marlon Humphrey, they've already announced, is out for this game. Owusu, their other corner, he is not practiced all week with a hamstring. So you're looking at three hamstrings with Smith, Owusu, and Lamar Jackson. Generally, those things are not things that you are able to cook up in a week if you're not practicing. But the one that we're looking at now that's been added, and that's Kyle Hamilton, the all-pro safety. Kyle Hamilton, he was a limited participant yesterday, and now he didn't participate with that groin injury. That is a big one to watch. Ronnie Stanley, he returned to practice. Nate Wiggins returned to practice. Devontae Walker, another receiver, returned to practice. They were limited participants. It looks like Kyle Van Noy, who has missed the last two games, he was a full participant today. It looks like he is going to be back this week for the Ravens. But the Kyle Hamilton one is an interesting one. We talked to Dalton Schultz earlier today. If you missed that was around 225. We talked to him and said, does this change how you guys approach the game? And he said these guys, you know, they look at that kind of, you know, tendencies and defenses they run and not as much players. I'm sorry. If Kyle Hamilton is not playing at safety, especially for a person like Dalton Schultz, that changes the game. I don't care if they're in single high, 2D, I don't care. That changes the game if that guy's not out there.
Yeah, look, that is him not playing is, it's not quite Lamar Jackson not playing, but it's big.
Especially him and Roquan
not
playing.
Yeah, well, I mean, and what's my man in the corner?
Marlon Humphrey.
So, I mean, you've got some key pieces. I think the big picture here, it goes back to, I mentioned this yesterday, and maybe I didn't do a good job of explaining it, but I think this is a great measuring stick game for the Texans. And the reason it's fair, like I think it's fair, knowing what we know about the Texans, a 1-3 football team, an offense that's sputtering at best, I think it's fair to call this a measuring stick game because of all the injuries that Baltimore has, and they just keep coming. They just keep coming, right? So what you're up against is a football team that is missing a lot of talent, yes, but it's an organization that is a very sound organization, a very physical organization. You know, the quality depth, the really good coaching. Yes, they have their faults, obviously giving up a boatload of points. But yeah. The point is this is a step up from the Tennessee Titans, right? I mean, the Tennessee Titans are bottom of the barrel. The Baltimore Ravens, with all of the injuries that they have, I think they're a middle-of-the-pack team. And so, I mean, with the Texans, you go, okay, it's a measuring-stick game from a standpoint of, do you have the ability? We doubt very seriously, or I do. I doubt very seriously that you're going to be able to compete the way you are right now, where you're at this with this offensive install. You're not going to be able to compete with the top teams in the AFC. But can you at least compete with the top teams in the AFC when they're missing five or six Pro Bowlers? Like, can you even get there? Or is this offensive install such a major problem that you're not even there yet? When I say measuring stick game, that's what I mean by this. Is like, I think everybody with any kind of sense have lowered their expectations for the Texans based off what you've seen. You may be pissed about it, but I would think that you've lowered your expectations with what we've seen. But now comes a game that is not what you thought it would be. It's more of a, okay, we can win this sucker. We should win this sucker. They're missing all these Pro Bowlers. They're missing all these guys that are quality players. Or do we lose it and we're worse than we thought we were? We're worse off than we thought. We're further behind. The change from Bobby Slowick to Nick Caley set us back a lot further than we thought.
Yeah, a lot of guys injured. This is a different-looking Ravens team. We'll see if the Texans are able to take advantage of this.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, from another injured team, from one injured team to another injured team, and that's tonight's game. And that it's changed lines, not quite the way that the line has changed with the Ravens at the Texans, but it has changed. Tonight's Thursday night football game, which I am certain you will hear a lot from a little bit later on with T-Mill's best bets. The 49ers, who are 3-1, travel to L.A. to take on the Rams, who are 3-1. And they're going to have to do so, Clint, without their quarterback, Brock Purdy, without their number one wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall, without their other top receiver, Juwan Jennings. They already have George Kittle. They're all pro tight end out. Another wide receiver, Jordan Watkins, and another defensive lineman. They're going to have to be without all of those guys in this game. And this looks like an awful tall task. I know Mac Jones has won two games, but the Rams have – I mean, they can say to themselves, hell, we're as good as anybody. We've got as good a chance to get to a Super Bowl than anybody. Their one loss was because they couldn't execute two field goals against the Eagles, who they got up 26-9 at one point in that game. So this will be a tough one to watch for them.
Well, I think this is another one. Like, I mean, how good are the Rams? You mentioned that they were right there with the Eagles. We know how they ended the season last year and how they got on a run. But really, how good are the Rams? You want to talk about a measuring stick game, right on the flip side of it. The Rams are expected to be a team that can compete for a Super Bowl, definitely, definitely make a run in the playoffs. And do they let a 49ers team that is as injured, hell, maybe even more injured, definitely on the offensive side of the ball, than the Ravens? Do they let the 49ers compete with them? This is a game that the Rams should run away with, just given the simple fact that there's so many injuries on the 49ers offense, they shouldn't be able to keep up. Look, the Rams defense has been really good this year. Matthew Stafford is Matthew Stafford with the weapons that he has. This is a game the Rams should run away with. I think, is this a double-digit game yet? Tyler, do you know?
Tyler, you got the line on it?
I looked at it just a bit ago when it was right. It was still hovering right around that touchdown number, 7-ish.
Yeah, see, I mean.
Really? I am surprised by that. On the road, well, hell. That's L.A. It's probably going to be as many Niner fans in that stadium.
Oh, it is at 8.5 now.
8.5? Yeah. Yeah, that feels closer to 10, you would think.
Go ahead and put me a bill on the Rams.
-8.5?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Gotcha, bro.
Damn, that didn't make it to best bets right there. Boy, he said put me a bill on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
5 o'clock fire.
I like that one, T.
All right, the MLB playoffs are rolling. We already have one team who's act like they just won the World Series, the Detroit Tigers. They move on Those games were all tight until one team just blew it open. They blew it open there in the eighth inning. They win 6-3. Jose Ramirez, the best player for the the best player for the Guardians, he is going to be kicking himself. Two games in this series, he got thrown out trying to be aggressive and advance.
In critical moments.
In huge moments. They got a break. I don't know what happened to Will Vest, but he went to cover an easy grounder with runners on second and third. That ball was thrown right to him, and somehow it ended up behind him and towards the cameras. And two runs scored, and Ramirez said, "I'm going to stretch this thing to two." And he got his ass thrown out with two outs and really shut down.
It was in the eighth, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in the eighth, shut down potential rally that they were putting more pressure on the Tigers. But they go ahead and finish things off with the Guardians. And the Tigers will move on to play the Seattle Mariners coming up. And right now, the Cubs are leading 2-0 in another elimination game here in the fourth inning against the San Diego Padres. And if you're wondering, now back-to-back hits from Kyle Tucker. He got a hit in his last at-bat last night, and he scored the first run of this game as he got another hit for the Cubs as they lead 2-0. And then the late one tonight, Yankees-Red Sox, as that's been a fun series as well. We'll see if Jazz Chisholm plays tonight. Who knows? Aaron Boone maybe flipping a coin in there. Maybe he plays and maybe he doesn't. But it'll be a big one. We'll figure out who will be playing in the ALDS. Last night, the Dodgers finished off the Reds, who looked like they were just happy to be there. And they will take on the Phillies. So. Padres, Cubs, the winner of that goes and takes the number one seed Brewers, and the winner of the Red Sox and Yankees will take on the Blue Jays. So those teams have played each other a ton, and they will do so again. All right, as we continue here, Thirsty Thursday, remember, still have a Bud Light cooler to hook somebody up with. You can do that coming up next. And we'll jump back on what Clint was saying earlier about expectations for this game. I'm not ready to say that I'm at a point in which I expect the Texans to beat the Ravens. We'll discuss that coming up next.
My wife plays with me.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live, Buffalo Wild Wings here, 3939 Washington Avenue, and I see the Sports Radio 610 family is out from In the Loop to the sales staff. It's a beautiful time out here, and so many great listeners who come out and hang out with us. Coming up after this segment, if you have not put your name in our raffle box, we're going to hook somebody up with a Bud Light bottle that just hit the ground. Shout out to our good friends at Bud Light as well, as they not only have their bottles hit the ground, they also have coolers as well that you can win, and you can do that coming up here after this segment. If you've not put your name in our raffle box, you may want to do that to give yourself an opportunity. Again, tomorrow, Clint, we will be week five for Football Friday out at Talliard's here in Sugar Land. Come on out, hang out with us tomorrow. Texans tickets, Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards, Tomball Ford oil changes, so much that you got a chance to win. And you get to hang out with us. And Talliard's a great spot to bring the kids, to bring dates, anything you want to do. They always take care of us over there in Sugar Land. So come celebrate a Football Friday in what Clint is telling you is a must-win, expect-to-win, they better win, or I'm going to completely look at this team differently game against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm just, Clint, I am with you to the point of it is a must-win, because if they lose this one, damn it, they're liable to lose to a lot of the teams on their schedule. Like, just off the top of our head, we know they play Jacksonville again. You probably think Jacksonville, who they've already lost to, is bringing more to the table than what this depleted Ravens team is. They play Indy twice. They play the Chiefs. They play a tough schedule coming forward. So if they lose this one, you're really looking at this season, as you said, can potentially get away from you. I think they should win. I think tomorrow when we do predictions, I believe I will be picking the Texans to win this game against the Ravens. But, Clint, I in no way will be surprised. In no way be caught off guard if they lose this game to the Ravens. They just haven't been a good football team, Clint. It's hard for me to say go on the road to a team that's got more experience, maybe the coaching advantage overall with the staff, with Derrick Henry, better skilled players on the road against a team that is absolutely backs against the wall as much as the Texans are. I don't know that I'm prepared to say I expect them to win the game.
Yeah, I do. I do. I expect them to win the game, and that's with the adjusted expectations to a 1-3 football team versus where we were before the year started. It's obvious right now that going from Bobby Slowick to Nick Caley and starting over on offense, and all that starting on over on offense has entailed with the Texans, it's obvious that set them back. The question for me, it set them back further than I thought it was going to. The question for me is, how far did it set them back? You can look at the schedule this year. You're 1-3. You lost to three football teams that are, when healthy, very good football teams. Jacksonville's a really good football team. They're getting better.
Yeah, more confidence.
And their defense is tremendous. Their defense is one of the top six defenses in the league.
13 turnovers they've forced.
Yeah. I mean, that isn't an accident, right?
They forced 9 all last year, by the way.
And then you played an awful bottom-of-the-barrel Tennessee Titans team. You live somewhere between the three teams you lost to and the one that you beat, obviously. But I'm talking about caliber team.
But how far?
Right? How far? Where do you live? And I'll be honest with you. If you don't live above a Baltimore Ravens team minus 5 or 6 Pro Bowlers, I am going to be extremely disappointed. If we look up and 3 days from now we're staring at a 1-4 football team that couldn't go on the road and beat Baltimore when they were down 6 different dudes, this isn't going to be about, boy, y'all hadn't had much luck against Baltimore the last 3 times you played them.
Yeah.
Boy, what happened during the COVID-19 year? I mean, like, this is – and we're also not going to be talking about, well, boy, this offense, man, this install this offense, you got to give it time, and what's really set them back. No, you got major problems.
Yeah, and the only player you're missing is really Foley, Fadakasi.
If he doesn't play, and that shouldn't change the caliber team that you have. This is a team that I fully expect the Texans to beat. It's a game that I expect the Texans to win, and I'm going to be very, very disappointed if they don't, because we are at that point. Right now, I don't know where we land. I know the offense, the restart on offense, reset on offense set us back significantly more than I expected. That's based on a 1-3 record and the tape that I've watched. Boy, if it sets you so far back where you can have the best scoring defense in the NFL and you can be playing the 31st best scoring defense in the NFL and you can't put enough offense on the field that day to win that ball game,
Ron, you're confident that this team can.
I'm not. I'm not at all. I'm not confident. What the hell?
That's what I'm saying. That's why my thought of like, I'm in a, they should win. They should win. I think that they are going to put the better team of, of players out there.
The more talented team.
That probably works. The more talented team out there. But there's still some spaces where them going on the road, playing a team that has a winning culture, even stronger than the winning culture, at least more longevity of their winning culture than the one that you're in, with a player that has ability to completely take over a game if they allow him to, and Derrick Henry, And then, you know, with other pieces there, and this isn't a quarterback that's never played before. Like, he's had some success. I don't – it's a should, not expect to me. Like, I won't be floored at all if you and Sean are talking about a loss on the post.
Yeah, I'll be hot.
But yeah, would you be floored?
No. No.
Would you be hot?
I don't I said it. Last week is really the only offensive, you know, film with Nick Caley's offense that should give you any level of confidence in this team. And that's just the fact of the matter. I mean, there was a semblance of an offense, of an NFL offense that was being executed. The previous weeks, it was not. It was literally looked like you were just drawing straws, right?
Yeah.
That looked like they had a plan. And they executed it in the fourth quarter well. Can you execute it well enough to beat a team that is limping into the game? By the way, when they did have their guys,
they were terrible.
They haven't been great. They gave up a whole lot of points
against Buffalo, Detroit, and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Text line coming through. 10 wins next year because.
We got to move on to next year?
If we do not win Sunday, that means we got a hard row to hoe. No, I think we can all agree on that. If they lose this game, it's – like, for me personally, I ain't going to lie to you. Where we sit now, the season, I've got a different feel to it. It's got a different feel to it. I'm the one that thought before the season they'll win 10 games and they'll win the division.
I agree.
I don't know that I feel that right now.
I know I don't. I don't think there's a chance in hell of getting.
And so it already has. It already has made a turn. I agree. You talk about tough road to hoe. That's just a fun statement to say. But you talk about that. Yeah, it will be. Like you're. There's a potential to be looking at David Culleyville. There's a potential to be looking at Loveyville. Right. Potentially, if they lose this one,
it's really about the 6-9.
They should win. And it would be big, Clint, if they were to win this game, go into the bye week 2-3. We'll see what happens with the Colts, and we'll see what happens with Jacksonville. Jacksonville's got a tough game Monday night. We'll see what happens. And you would feel really, really good. But this team just hasn't shown me enough for me to believe they'll walk in and just beat.
Yeah.
Even an injured team. Beat a Baltimore Ravens.
Well, I hope they win. I sure enough don't want to. I mean, when you listen to D'Amico and C.J. Stroud, you can tell that they hear the negativity after just a 0-3 start. You can tell that like they'll spend 10 minutes telling you how they don't hear the noise.
We don't like that.
Right? Everybody roots you on when you're winning and wants to trade you and cut you and run you out of town when you're losing. Right? Well, I mean, boy, you think it's bad at 0-3?
Yeah.
Boy, get to 1-4 going into a bye week and then stare down the barrel of a 4 or 5 win game season with another top 10 draft pick this next year.
Whew. Yeah.
Boy, I mean, I tell you, man, it's a big game, man.
It's a huge game.
It is a monster. It's a monster. It would be a big game even if Lamar was here. You know what I mean? It's a big game any way you slice it.
Yeah.
You're catching a little bit of a break with a good chunk of the team being injured. And maybe not seeing Lamar. You got to get it.
T-Mill's best bet's coming up, and we'll look at the guys that Nick Caley needs to, going into the game plan to get the ball to. We'll discuss that coming up next.
I'm just sexual, man.
T-Mill being T-Mill.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Congratulations to our latest winner, Mr. Mac in the building. Return of the Mac won our Bud Light cooler. Congratulations to him and all our winners today. We always enjoy ourselves. Had a great time out here at this location, one of our favorite spots. Shout out to the staff. Give the staff a hand here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Most of our bartenders were fantastic today. Give them a hand. We appreciate them so much as they were fantastic. Shout out to the Bud Light girls and the Bud Light crew as well, as we appreciate them helping us out. Also, our promo staff, Shay in the building, who give Shay a hand in the building, who works very, very hard for us. Also, Matt, our engineer, keeping us on YouTube and Twitch as well as on the air. And then Tyler, the MVP, back at the spot, keeping us rolling on the air as well. We appreciate you. Remember, tomorrow we'll be in Sugar Land at Talyards in Sugar Land, right next to the Space Cowboys Stadium. We'll be right there. Come hang out with us.
We're giving away more tickets?
We're giving away more tickets, baby. We got Texans tickets to hook people up with. Shout out to our Houston Ford dealers, courtesy of our Houston Ford dealers, also Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. I believe we have concluded the commemorative glass set with Area 45 last week. That was the fourth set. I don't think we're just going around and around again. I don't think Reggie thinks we're starting back over again with Payne and Pendergast.
I guess I'm gonna have to do some searching to get my my collection. I think I only have three.
Dang, you got three? I only got one.
Oh yeah, yeah. I went ahead and snaked me a couple.
Yeah, I got.
Yeah, stop complaining, Dirty.
I got hammered in mine yesterday.
In your what?
In my glass. Went with a little tequila. Got a little tequila.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, went a little tequila, man. Thought about you.
There you go.
Putting an adult beverage in your glass, huh?
Yeah. Not yet. Tequila, too, to be specific.
Did you mix it, or did you just sip it?
I had a little water. Just put a little water in there.
Tap water?
No. A little
Topo Chico?
No, not that. What is the other one? What's the other one?
Ozarka?
Yeah. No.
Aquafina?
No. Damn. What's it?
Soda.
Yeah, no, not soda water.
Tonic water.
No.
I don't know what you're putting with it, man. What the hell are you putting with your tequila here?
I'm trying to remember the brand.
Is that my boy Ron?
Mountain Valley.
A little drunk. It is the sparkling water. The S starts with it's a. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
What was it?
What'd you say? Yeah, Saratoga. Yeah. I could pull that off. I could see the glass.
I'm less upset now because I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it either.
I thought you were going to hit it the way you were rolling, but I couldn't pull the name off of it. There we go. But no, you had me a nice little time with that. A little late night drink, watching.
You throw your lime in there?
No, a little squirt of lime juice. We were out of limes.
Hey man. Hey, on your way home today. On your way home today, stop at one of them grocery stores, maybe Whole Foods. Maybe H-E-B, Kroger will do.
She had used it with the chicken.
Get you one of them small, already juiced lime juice right there. Real lime juice. Get you a little bit of that organic agave. Get you a little 12-pack of that Topo Chico. Keep it at the house.
Yeah.
And when it comes time, bang that right there.
It usually is Topo Chico, but we didn't have it. That's not what I had last night. That's not what it was, yeah. All right, good times. Good times to be had. Come on out to Talyards tomorrow. T-Mill's Best Bets coming up here in just a bit, as well as we got a little conversation with the Hall of Famer, John McClain, coming up after us, Texans All Access. And then Thursday Night Football, courtesy of Westwood One, you can hear the Rams and the 49ers coming up after Texans All Access. So no Area 45 tonight, sadly enough. The football game will be on courtesy of Westwood One after Texans All Access. All right, Clint.
Paint and Pendergast glass tomorrow, by the way.
It is, so it does rotate around.
Just all starting right back.
That's
over.
That. Didn't have that one.
Just starting right back.
See if you can snag me one, Dirty.
No, it depends on if I got one or not already.
You already have three.
No. Well, I don't have three of the same. I'm clearly missing one. Hey, steal me that one of Bajani's in the prep studio, and I'll get you one tomorrow of them.
Nah, if anyone's getting that one, I'm stealing it for me. All I have is the one of us.
Do you want them all?
I do.
I just don't know the point of having one.
I mean, yourself. Yeah.
I mean, that's like if there's a collection of four. Well, I got one of them. No, I need all of them.
All right. Well,
I mean, I need all of them to put them on the shelf.
Nobody just had one beanie, baby.
I'll get you one. I'll get you one, Tyler.
Okay, thanks, Clint Mayfield.
Tyler, did you just admit to collecting Beanie Babies when you were little?
I did. I wasn't admitting it, but yeah.
You collected Beanie Babies when you were a kid?
Well, they said they were going to be very valuable later on, dude.
What were you, 15?
You still got them?
Way younger than that.
You still got them?
Yeah. I was looking up their values sometime last year. Nothing too great.
Damn. So you might want to let them go then.
Oh, Beanie Baby tea.
Yeah.
All right. That's worse than Tinder tea.
Can you tell me, Beanie tea. Am I wrong on this, Tyler? Were you a... I could just see you. Were you a hacky sack kid?
No.
I could see because I've seen Tyler's old look, where he's had the tips done in.
Oh, he was a motorbiker.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, what do they call that?
Mean dirt bikes. Motocross.
What do they call that? Cross.
Motocross.
Motocross. There you go.
Yep.
He was motocross man.
All right. In order, real quick, before we get to T Mill's best bets. If you're Nick Cayley and you are looking at this offense, you've had 4 weeks to look at them, you've had training camp, and this is a pretty good sample size of what you have. In order, who are the guys that you feel like you go into the game knowing from a game plan perspective, all right, I've got to get this guy touches, this guy touches, this guy touches. For instance, I don't think you walk into the game saying you shouldn't. I got to get Darray a couple of touches. All right, I don't think you do that, right? I don't think you're saying, hey, man, we got to get Harrison Bryant a couple of touches at that tight end spot.
It wouldn't shock me.
Who are the guys in your mind right now, if you've watched them for 4 weeks, that you feel like they've got to get touches?
Look, I think Nico Collins is a guy that it's not necessarily about touches. It's about what kind of touches. You can't let them slant the coverage to – Nico, and that be the reason why he's not getting touches. I'll put it to you this way. One, I think they need to get a little bit more creative with Nico for multiple reasons. He's the best player you got, and there's a large gap between one and two. There's a lack of playmaking ability on this offense, and so Nico, not only is he your best player, he's really at this point the only option you have that you know what you're getting. So you got to get the touches within the system, but you also have to get creative, I think, and manufacture two or three, four extra touches for him in a game. Now, whether that's screens, whether it's a little touch pass where he's like a speed sweep type thing, maybe you can line him up in the backfield and do some things like we talked about the other day. You got to find a way to, just because you don't have any other options, you got to find a way to get Nico touches in a creative manner. That shouldn't be hard. He plays every snap, should play damn near every snap. Shouldn't be hard. Woody Marks is a guy that has emerged as a playmaker. I think that the secret here with Woody Marks is leaving him on the field. I don't think you got to do anything really creative. You throw him the football in the backfield like you do within your offense. You also leave him in the game so that he gets more touches via the check down. Whenever C.J. Stroud wants to be conservative and get through progressions and check the ball down, he's checking it down to him, not Chubb. He's checking it down to him, not a backup tight end or a fullback. And I think the other one for me that I would like to see them get a few touches for is Jalen Noel.
Mm. Okay, interesting. Yeah. They need to add some more speed and explosiveness to this offense. And those at least the top two have really shown to be those guys. All right, T Mill, let's get to your best bets. What do you have today in this NL West matchup?
That's right,
NFC.
Yeah,
West
I guess it's
matchup,
not in the West.
League.
Yeah,
wrong. NFC West.
It's
matchup.
Not baseball this time. It's the old football, which we've been a lot more successful with lately than the baseball bets. Had another rough one last night. Wasn't the worst, but went 2-for-4. Yeah, we got work to do on the week.
Yeah, still over 50%. There you go.
Yeah. We're not out of it for the week. Let's get it green again. NFL bets for tonight as Week 5 gets started in L.A. between the Niners and the Rams. Here they are very quickly. First, I'm on the under in the first half of this game. Under 21.5 points in the first half of the game tonight. Next, I got the Rams. I'm not as bold or brave as Clint was putting a Benjamin on a -8.5. They might do it, but I took -6. I took the Rams line, teased it down to -6 against the Niners tonight. And then two player props for you. Puka Nacua, who could be showing out right now this year as the best receiver in the damn league. Anytime touchdown for Puka tonight. And then the guy throwing to him, old Matthew Stafford, I got him over 21.5 completions. Those are your best bets, boys.
It's really crazy that Vegas clearly feels this game is going to be tighter than what the injuries would scream to. with the Niners, right? Like it is. We saw how much the injury line shifted between the Texans and the Ravens, and the Rams are a really good football team. I'm surprised that this hadn't gone to double digits yet. We'll see tonight. It'll be a big game. And you can watch that right here at Buffalo Wild Wings here off Washington Avenue and enjoy yourself. Again, tomorrow, we're in Sugarland in Talyard. Come hang out with us as the drive will be live 2 to 6 tomorrow night. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always. I am Ron, the show. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby. We are happy to be joined on the phone lines by Texans tight end Dalton Schultz. Dalton, we appreciate you jumping in.
Don't line up, man.
Man, I greatly appreciate it. Hell of a job last week, and boy, I'm glad you don't know how hard I was on you, man. So I needed last week, brother. So put some pancakes, somebody, so we can talk about it next week.
All right, guys. You guys have a good one. Appreciate it,
dude. And when
someone Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-town.